Palestinian militants have fired rockets out of the Gaza Strip and into southern Israel for years. But since Israel waged a major offensive in Gaza 1 year ago, that Palestinian rocket fire is down by 90%. Yesterday, NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro spoke with Palestinians in Gaza who are still trying to rebuild. Today, she visits the Israeli town that has been the main target of the Palestinian rockets.
They are still building bomb shelters in Sderot. Workmen scrape cement onto the wall of a small room. It's attached to a two-story house on the outskirts of this town, less than a mile away from the Gaza border. Even though there hasn't been a rocket attack in 3 weeks here, down from several a day, the Israeli government is funding the private shelters. Mother of five, Raymond Dahan, says they're needed. She tells me that almost every one of her neighbors' homes was hit. She says, we went through a really tough period here. Finally, I'm building the shelter, but I don't trust it. I think in Gaza they're preparing even more advanced weapons that the shelter won't protect me from, she says. Tahan says she sent her son away to boarding school. He was bedwetting and had other psychological effects of living under a relentless bombardment which peaked during the Gaza war. Tahan says she's seeing a psychiatrist and is on medication to try and cope with the continuing anxiety and dread. Sderot looks like any innocuous suburban haven. The lawns are manicured. The houses seem to belong in an American subdivision. But take a closer look at the playground, say, and you'll notice that the cute caterpillar tunnel that the children chase each other through is actually a bomb shelter in disguise. Judith Barhay is a therapist. She deals exclusively with trauma patients. She says in Sderot, at least 20% of the population is now suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Now we can see families, children, elderly citizens, mothers, that they can't cope with coming back to the normal life. Even we have 1 year of quiet, it's not real quiet. There are a group of citizens that they didn't come back.
Life in Sderot is getting better in some ways. Real estate prices have jumped some 30%. Employment is at an all-time high as businesses move back into town. But, says Barhay, underneath there are worrying signs that all is not well here, especially with the young.
As a result of the trauma, a high percentage of delinquency, adolescent problems, behavior problems, eating disorder problems, that we can see them now.
To try and help teenagers, group therapy was offered at one local high school. Linoy Shushan and Rotem Timsit, both 16, took part in the program. Linoy has bright green eyes and long, light brown hair that is set into perfect curls. Rotem is darker and plumper, with a lively smile. Their therapy group ended up making a play about their experiences that debuted in October. Rotem says the play is about how they live here.
The play came about from our own personal stories. We sat together and talked about what happened to us, to our friends and families.
They show me a recording of the performance. The play begins with a reporter, played by Rotem, talking about the rocket attacks. Suddenly, a siren blares. It's the warning that there's an incoming rocket. Red alert, it says. The play continues with a number of different storylines. Linoy, whose character ends up tending to her injured boyfriend, says dramatizing their lives was a positive experience.
Of course it helped us a lot. Before, I wouldn't talk about the rockets. I'd only say a rocket fell, and that's it. But this allowed us to put our experiences on stage.
Rotem says, though, she still worries about the future.
I don't personally feel things are completely safe now. We still have a rocket here and a rocket there. I think it's the quiet before the storm.
Nearby, a mother hugs her son before he gets into a car festooned with white ribbons. It's his wedding day, and he's rushing home to get ready before the big event. His mother, Alice Sabag, whose hair is elaborately coiffed into a bun punctured with diamante pins, says it's going to be a big wedding. But she confides, we're not having it here. My other son tried to get married here 2 years ago, she says, and no one came because of the rockets. We've learned our lesson, she says, and we're having it in another town. Things are better here, she says, but still not normal. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.
And you can see a photo gallery of this story by photographer Andrea Bruce at npr.org.